The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning, John.
Otto and I have been chatting here for the last half hour almost, and we forgot what time it was.
Yes, we did.
Before we get to our first guest, I just want to bring everybody's attention to the importance of Project Independence within the town of North Hempstead. Project Independence is the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do that through such a variety of services, transportation to doctor visits, transportation for shopping. Every day of the week throughout the town, there is some program going on, whether it's for physical exercise, mental stimulation, you name it, you can find it in the town of North Hempstead. And the best way of doing that is calling 311. Anytime you have a question about anything in our town, call 311, ask for Project Independence, and you will be directed to an organization.
So, your book and your topic are of importance to me.
Oh, well, I agree with you, although I'll be a slight contrarian. I never get rid of my pads of paper and pen because every once in a while I think there'll be a moment when I need that pad of paper and pen again, so don't throw it away.
Well, actually, I do have a pencil in my hand. You can't see it. And a pen in front of me as well. So I do believe my brain works better with pencil and paper sometimes.
I think it's true. But I will say it, you know, having a tablet or an iPad, whichever it is that you're, you know, playing with is awfully fun, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's amazing the stuff that can be done on it.
I know, and I think, you know, I'm always asked that question about whether or not you should buy somebody, first-time user, a laptop, a desktop, or a tablet. And I really do think that the tablets, of if the size is okay for the person visually, I think they're super fun, and it's a simpler way to get to what you want to see.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's fine. It's just a conversation.
Yeah. I have actually been telling people lately that they would be better off with a tablet. It's less threatening, if you will. You don't have a mouse to contend with, and it's much easier to work.
And it's really sort of one click to get to what, or one tap to get to what you want. I will say this, if people in your listening audience are thinking of getting a tablet for somebody, keep in mind whether or not the gift receiver has dexterity issues, because sometimes with a tablet, it's easier to use if you have a stylus in your hand. So a stylus is like a pencil, but there's a rubber end on it, that when it makes contact with the glass screen, it allows you to navigate without potentially your shaking finger or your dry fingertip or your long fingernail. So a stylus is super easy. And since we're talking about shopping today, don't buy it from a computer store, because they can be up to $16. If you get on someplace like Amazon, you can buy a dozen for about $2.73. And you'll want to have a dozen because they're like your reading glasses. You're going to lose them all the time. So you want to have a stylus kind of all over your house.
You know, Abby,
I'm just going to interrupt. Abby, you're going to deal with Otto for the rest of the show, because when you're talking, he just pulled his stylus out.
Actually, it's a pen with a tip on the end of it that you can use, which I use on a smartphone a lot, because I find the keypad on smartphones to be small, let's put it that way.
I agree with you. I think, especially on phones, the other thing that you might not be doing yet is when you're using your smartphone and your tablet for emails or to take notes, or even when you're doing a text message, when you look at the keypad, notice that just to the left of the space bar is what looks like a little microphone. Start playing around with dictating into the device rather than typing. I was hit by a car about a year and a half ago, so I couldn't use my right arm for a while. And I started using the dictation, and it's, you don't want to do it in a public place, but when you're by yourself, it's really fun. And it does it the same, the old way the dictaphones did, where you can say period, next paragraph, question mark. Like, it actually does a pretty good job of taking your dictation.
Do you do that for email as well?
Yes, I do it for email. I do it for text messages, and now I do it when I'm putting down notes on the phone. But for email, it's really fun. So I still tap on the person's address to put it in the two box. I don't use the assistant like Siri, but I use the dictation that's part of your keyboard. So right to the left of the space bar, you see that little microphone. If you tap on that, you can start saying, you know, Dear Abby, comma, new paragraph. I really love my new tablet, period. I'm hoping I see you at Christmas, period. And it'll take it, look at it, be sure they've gotten what you said correctly and try to be as clear as you can. And sometimes it stops in the middle and you have to tap the microphone again, but I really love it for email. I really think, especially on a smaller device like a smartphone, it's much more convenient than trying to tap away the letters yourself.
Well, I'm looking at the keypad right now and I do see the microphone, in my case, to the right of the space bar.
Oh, okay.
But it's, wherever it is, there's a little picture of a microphone there, which I really have not made use of. I do use Waze, you know, the GPS program.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, and I do use the microphone for that. Like, we were in Florida about 2 months ago, and just would say, okay, a Holiday Inn, Melbourne. And it would put up Holiday Inn, Melbourne, and the next thing you know, I have all the directions to get to the Holiday Inn without having to worry about keying in any addresses or anything.
And I've done that for lots of things. I'll say nearest gas station or nearest post office when I'm somewhere else. It's phenomenal. So I think the real trick for your audience is if they have a smartphone or a tablet, it's like our brains. We're probably using about 10% of what it's capable of. And if you just think today's the challenge, I'm gonna put Waze onto my phone and I'm gonna play with it today and see if I like it. If you don't like it, don't use it again. If you do like it, just remember it's there and try to use it. If you use it about once a week at the beginning for a few weeks, then you get more familiar with it and it doesn't seem like such a big challenge.
You know, how do we get people to accept the fact that they should go to technology? And there are people who fight it. It's almost like a badge of honor with a couple of friends of mine. I don't need that. You know, I'll call you. I'll talk on the phone. I'd rather talk live. We probably have some people who listen to this show who haven't really bit the bullet yet and gone with technology. What's your thoughts on how to encourage people to do that?
I think we can't make it a battle, right? I think nothing's less sexy than trying to force somebody to do something. So I think the issue is to have the person who's resistant see what the benefit is to them. And if the benefit is you've got to do it because everybody else is doing it, it's not that appealing. That's really sort of a threat. So I think the better thing is, if you know somebody, and listen, the last thing I want to do is have people stop getting on the telephone and talking to each other, writing beautiful long letters. You know, we want to keep communication both quick and efficient and lovely and, you know, thoughtful. So we can have both. But I think the thing to do is to, the next time you're with that resistant person, before you see them, say, you know, what is it they like to do? Is it that they are interested in, you know, World War II scenarios? Or is it, you know, what is their interest? And show them on your smartphone and your tablet some of the features and do it slowly so they can actually see that it's not hard to do. So nice and slowly you're going to show them how you got to what it is you're showing them, and then you're going to let them see the benefit. And that benefit suddenly makes it a little bit more appealing. But we have to be gentle, because the people who sound really defiant are probably intimidated. And so they're putting that up as a shield because they don't think they can learn it. And I do think a harder audience, for me at least, that I've seen, are older male adults who've been super successful in their businesses and didn't have the time to learn the technology because they had a secretary who could do their emails, or they were just so busy and now they're retired. And it's this looming intimidation. And so we need to be sensitive to that and not try to shove it down their throat, but instead show them what they might like about it and what the benefit is. I think that's the best way to manage it. On AskAbbyStokes.com, I have a bunch of free printable guides, and one of them is called the Grandparent Cheat Sheet for Staying in the Game. And what it does is it takes something that you're used to doing three-dimensionally and ties it in to how you could do that with a family or loved one on the Internet. For example, I love to play board games, but get somebody on their smartphone or tablet to find the same board game they love to play that's on the phone and start to talk to their grandchild about playing, you know, whatever it is, Scrabble, on their phone, and then when the kids come for the holidays, play Scrabble on the board game, because you're going to teach the younger person how to play it on a board game, and you're going to learn how to play it on the phone, but you're having a dialogue about the same thing.
You know, you bring up a really good point about the interest part of it. A short story, a brother-in-law of mine, who's kind of really a character but lovable, all of a sudden he's 75, and somebody got him a tablet, which he never really was interested in at all. And they showed him, as you said, you pointed out the word slowly, because I think that's true. A lot of times people kind of just shoot through when they show somebody something, and the next thing you know, they don't remember what they showed them, and the mystery is still there. But anyhow, the point about their interest, it turns out that he likes to gamble and bet on football. So he calls me up and he says, well, you know, have you seen the point spreads this week at all? And I said, well, you don't have to talk to me about that. I said, you have a tablet now. Just go in Google and put in NFL point spreads for the week of whatever. And he says, yeah, but I'm not on the internet. I said, you are on the internet, because his other brother-in-law fixed him up with Facebook. And I said, well, you're on Facebook, then you're on the internet. So he goes ahead and does what I said. And the next thing you know, he's calling me up about how in awe he is about all the stuff he can find out about football and pools and, you know, art point spreads and whatever. So whatever your interests happen to be, I think is good. He also set up now, because he's on Facebook with the entire family, he set up a new thing called the Meatball Society, where he actually gets all the family members on. I don't go on anymore because he's dragged it out too much. But anyhow, he gets a whole bunch of people on, and he's now giving people titles for what they are in the Meatball Society and the whole bit that goes along with it. You know, big point being that he's truly loving the fact that he got on it, and it all ties in with what you just said about, you know, directing it towards his interest. He likes to joke around.
I just want to jump in with one thing, Abby, which is important. The town of North Hempstead does not endorse point spreading. I don't. Okay, so we're not into that.
Right. Well, I am in a football pool.
But always remember, just think the word benefit. How is this going to benefit the loved one that I'm trying to get on board, and zero in on that benefit? What is their interest? And if it's a tablet and you're setting it up for them, put some shortcuts, you know, or put some apps on there that you know that's all they're going to do in the beginning, is just go to those apps that have been really handpicked specifically to meet their interests. And then they start to expand their knowledge and their desire to learn more, because they've seen a benefit. Start teeny, weeny, small.
You know, we're going to take our first break. Abby, I just want to, as we go to break, it's AskAbbyStokes.com.
You got it.
And also, I know you're on Facebook, and it's the same thing, Ask Abby Stokes. And somebody
exactly.
can get to your Facebook page. Okay, terrific. We're here on Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, talking with Abby Stokes. We'll be right back.